Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the show George Zimmerman cleans his guns to. The Cat Named Mo Show. The number one show with white supremacists that don't know he's black.
Welcome back. It's a Cat Named Mo Show where we learned during the break that Jerrica's lips move when she reads.
Only he would know that because he's weirdly staring at me across the room.
That's a kind of good point.
You are in the direct line of my eyesight. Don't be putting yourself over like I'm staring at you.
Technically, JoJo is in the direct.
No, look at where I'm looking at. You're right
there.
That's
not my problem.
And then I look over and I'm like, oh, is she talking to me? Because I didn't know she was saying something.
Lips are moving.
I thought I was going deaf.
It's not weird. A lot of people read moving their lips.
Thank you.
Who?
A lot of people.
Why?
God, you're reading.
You are Jerrica's hype woman.
She is. I mean,
she's like everything you say to Jerrica. JoJo's like, yeah, that's right. No, you're wrong.
Maybe I'm just that anti-Mo.
No, you're just Jerrica's hype woman.
Yeah, JoJo.
I'm gonna be Mo. I'm gonna start talking.
You do.
You're the man, Mo.
You do. So
stop. Get off Mo.
We stick together.
I love your dynamic between you two.
Yeah, we do have a special one.
Somebody does.
Now listen, JoJo, you're gonna regale us of stories of Steve Harvey's package in a minute.
Oh my God!
But first, Ben, you are causing quite the controversy. I got a couple of tweets I want to. Joseph Mayer says, "If you have this rich flaming liberal again, I'm out."
Flaming.
I don't know why he had to throw rich.
He got two out of three, right?
You are a.
Oh my God.
Flaming, no, but yes, rich and liberal,
flaming
yes.
Flaming liberal. And then Ross Blair states Trump never said the news media was the enemy of the people. He said fake news is the enemy of the people. And then he adds Swig is an idiot.
Maybe he meant flames, like there's steam coming out of your
head. At least
he
didn't call you flaming idiot. And now Ted would like to have issue with you. Ted, go ahead, school Ben Swig.
I'm not really here to school him. What I'm trying to find out is he can't be for real. I mean, we've both been in the program long enough to know we're going to do things and act a certain way to make us feel good. Now, had he said this, would you feel better or will it change your life? And as we still show the same addict behavior, whether it be good or bad, it's still our personality. And to me, I'm sensing that if he would have just said that, I would feel good. And I remember sitting in the program going, if the world would just do the right thing, I would be okay. Because I thought they were the problem, not me. And it kind of bowls over to these people that it will make them feel better if certain things happen. It's not going to change anything, though.
So you're saying that in correlation to what, Ben?
If he had said it, they would have picked on it.
Who is he?
Donald Trump didn't mention something, and he's upset about it.
Okay,
it should have been mentioned.
Okay.
Now, had he mentioned it, it would have then turned to, well, look what he said. Well, he didn't say it at the beginning. He said it in the middle. It would always be something where somebody's going to say it wasn't done quite the way I wanted it done.
So
I'm going to make it happen I feel better.
So in other words, you're saying that Donald Trump didn't necessarily need to mention it. The people that would find out about it would, and the people that it wouldn't impact, they wouldn't care about it. Because if he were to mention it, i.e., the adage, no good deed goes unpunished.
Exactly. We'd be arguing about something else. Well, he didn't use the right words.
Okay.
Why did he wait to the end of the speech to
now,
say something?
Now, Ben, hold on. Let me get him. Now, Ben, you flaming liberal you. what say you to that, sir?
Well, I don't really know the correlation between the program.
I'm sorry. I forgot you, rich, Ted, flaming liberal
Ted. But congratulations, and you know, I know how hard it is to get sober, so let's just put that. And that is sort of what I was talking about with Trump. I used the Muslims being shot in Canada as just a microcosm, a one example of the bigger problem. And the bigger problem is, you know, his lack of awareness of what it means to hold that office. And right. That office is not Donald Trump. The office of the presidency is the office of the president.
Now, he did run on the platform of him not being a politician.
Okay, but not being a politician has nothing to do with just being aware that on National Holocaust Day, that you say something about the Holocaust and how terrible it was. And just, you know, it's just about awareness. And Ted, if you're a sober person, you know, part of the thing that we try to do is be aware that we are not the only person in the world. It is not about us anymore. Okay, it's not about,
because that's one of the biggest issues with addicts is that they think that their behavior is affecting no one.
The ism of alcoholism, addiction. The ism is I, self, me. Okay, because that's the part we went through life, and it was just all about us.
Right.
All right. And we didn't care who we ran over. We didn't care who we screwed over. It was just about us and getting. You know, and so that's part of, you know, the process. And the 12th step is about helping other people.
Right.
You know, you want to do something, you want to get out of yourself. The best way to get out of yourself is to do something nice for somebody else. So I don't know where the program and that whole thing does, but all I was saying was that he just has to have a better awareness of what is going on around him.
Monica, get over here. You're a Trump lover like I am. Let me ask you something, Ben. Do you get offended when you try to talk politics or any kind of other social issue? And people point out that you're rich, like that negates you having a valid opinion.
No, I mean, I don't apologize. I don't, you know, I can't help.
Will you say on this program today that you are rich?
Depending on what you're calling rich, am I well off?
Do you have more than $200 in your savings account?
Yes.
Because that's rich
yes.
to me.
Do I have a problem?
That's my level.
Yeah, I don't think I have that
if
much.
You have $200 in your savings account. You fat banking to me.
Yeah,
So do I worry about, you know, feeding my family every night? No. Do I live in a nice house, drive a nice car? Yes.
Right,
so
right.
Depending on what you're, am I?
But you're unapologetic about that, right? As you should be.
Well, I mean, there's nothing I can do about it, right? I mean, you know, but there's something I can do about it when I'm saying that we should tax the rich more. I'm the one that's being gonna get affected by it because, yes, I am in the highest tax bracket. Now, I will tell you that, you know, part of what we do with our taxes is pay Mr. Trump's salary now. And this is the problem, is this man has never held a job. This man has never had a job before. He has always been the boss, and when he wants to get something done, he gets it done. He's never had to work with Congress. He's never had to work with another person to get something done or get something pushed through. So he's not used to it. But because we all pay his salary, part of the press...
Although he's not taking a salary.
Okay.
He did. He going on. And
so because he's that rich.
Okay, right. So Sean Spicer, whoever, you know, we pay government salary.
Right.
Now, part of that is I would expect to know what's going on. All right, I'd expect to get, and whether I get it from CNN, whether I get it from Fox News, whether I get it from, it doesn't matter where I choose to get it from, but I should be able to know.
To choose the news source that you get it from.
And know that that news source is getting full access to what's going
on. And he did run on a platform
Monica?
Of transparency.
100%.
Well, let me ask you something. What's your problem, short stuff, with my boy
problem,
Trump? Because you are always walking around this office bad-mouthing my boy.
Well, first of all, I just want to say, I want to say two things. One, you are rich if you can spend $300 on a hoodie and a hat.
Yeah.
True.
That's,
Wait a minute.
That's why I said I would have put the sweatshirt back.
Oh, absolutely.
But I've been getting my use out of it. Here it is, what?
It
3 weeks
really
after
wait, wait, wait,
it
wait,
looks really good.
Wait a minute. Is that a $300 hoodie?
$255.
You flaming rich liberal, you.
Listen, if you can do it. But just if you're wondering if you're rich, yeah.
Right, I mean, it's all relative. Now, would I have been a lot richer, you know, 20 years ago? No. I mean,
right.
So there's a lot.
You have that mindset, and not everybody does. Not all rich people have that mindset or that memory or any kind of idea of what it is like to not have $300 to spend
but,
on it.
But
on
you
a
know
sweatshirt.
What, Monica? You know what I find interesting? That people, like that you would attack someone, and within the attack you would throw in the word rich, because why does anybody have to be ashamed of having wealth? I mean, isn't that what we're all after? Maybe, you know, not not to the degree that we eschew every other thing in life, but I would love to be in a situation where I didn't have to go to Publix because it's got BOGO. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's throwing rich out there is like clickbait. I mean, it's something like, you know, it discredits what I'm saying.
I think,
right?
Yeah, I think Rich fairly discredited.
And Donald Trump has done that because he calls the liberals elitists and that whole thing. And so
you were hesitant to say rich, though. And that, to me, speaks volumes, because someone like Donald Trump is like, I'm rich, and screams it at the top and wants everybody to know just who he is and exactly how rich he is. But, and someone who's not like that.
But Monica, let me say this, knowing Ben, as short but as long as I have, I think it was about humility. I think he was reticent to say, yes, I'm rich, because I hung around him enough. He's a humble man.
And that's
and
what
it might have come
Trump
off as braggadocio.
Isn't. No, correct. No. And that's and that's what he's not. I would also like to say the second thing would be, can you please come on 11 to 2 Monday through Friday, because usually I'm fighting the fight alone.
I'll
by
be
myself.
With you.
And everybody hates me, and everything you're saying I completely agree with.
It's funny, Monica, because we did a lot of Trump stuff, right, during this is why I thought Donald Trump was going to win. And I threw out the Electoral College map, and JoJo can that I did interactive, and I got every state right except for Pennsylvania. Because on this show for 6 months, not one person called in supporting Hillary.
Right.
Yeah. Right? And people, but everybody was going to go jump at Trump's defense, but not one person would call and support Hillary.
Yeah, it's my life every day. It's usually alone.
You
so
let me know. I'm
there. I love listen. You. Yeah, listen. Thank you.
Listen,
thank you.
Listen.
I'm not alone.
Listen. The wall's coming. Okay.
I was born in Iowa. No, I have my papers.
It doesn't,
I'm good.
Doesn't matter.
Now, is that to keep Mexicans out or to keep Americans from leaving?
To keep Monica's people out. Listen. Okay, we understand you have your papers, but you know, we're going to have to make you reapply.
No, I don't. No, I don't. And the scary part is with this whole ICE thing or whatever is I don't want, and the guys asked me the other day, why are you afraid? I'm like, I'm not saying it's going to happen. It's so unclear as to what's going to happen that it scares me, because what if I am at the beach or wherever?
Are you a dreamer?
Am I a dreamer?
Yeah, are you part of the dreamer? I mean, or
no, she was
means
born
okay
here. He's asking if your parents were illegal and you were born here, and that's how you have this. That's called a dreamer.
That's part of the people that Obama said did executive order and protected them, but it's under executive order. So they all had to register, and then they were protected. So now the government knows who they are. Now, Donald Trump has been clear. I mean, he hasn't been one way or another. He actually was a little peek into him one day and said, you know, I have a big heart and it's tough for me. So, but there's a lot of people who don't know what's going to happen.
No, her parents were over here building a chain of chi-chis, and she was...
They were literally working on the railroad all their live long days, okay? So they worked hard.
But did they come, your parents come here?
No, my grandparents.
Okay, right.
So it's second generation, and my parents...
So you're safe.
Yeah, I am, but because it comes to the situation where people are just... They come up to me and, hey, we're not sure if you're legal now. Come with us. If you have the papers, you'll be okay. And I'm, meanwhile, rounded up. And that could happen.
Muhammad Ali's son yesterday was detained for 2 hours because of he was Muslim, because of the last
name
Ali.
That's BS.
Muhammad Ali, arguably the most recognizable face on the
is
planet.
Is that true? I didn't hear that.
Absolutely
true.
Yesterday, for 2 hours, he was detained and questioned at immigration because of his last name,
Roger,
Ali, and the Muslim
faith. They were saying on the Roger and JP show that, well, if you have the necessary paperwork, you have nothing to worry about. And I know that I can prove that, but I shouldn't have to be afraid that I have to at some point prove that I live here just based on my skin color.
Do you remember in Arizona, there was that law that went into a place and somebody police could come up to you to come up to Mexico and make them prove that they were.
Yeah. And they should be able to.
No,
listen, you, Monica, listen.
What about you, Mr. Dreadlocks? What if you have to prove you're not Jamaican or
you
something?
Understand.
yes.
You understand that the proper paperwork is not a menu to Vallarta's, right? You got that
part. Really?
You are such a jerk.
You are so wrong at like 5 levels, but this is what
I'm
used to.
Oh my God.
All right, listen.
Can we all agree that at least we should be fearful of our right to smoke marijuana at some point?
See, I don't really smoke her. No. That doesn't really
I don't either.
Me.
I don't either, but people should be able to.
Yes, they
should. Sure, yeah.
Especially medicinally.
I am against clogging the prison system with people because they wanted to grow or smoke herb. That's a big issue.
It's a big, I mean, decriminalize it at least.
Yeah,
I
agree. All right, Monica. Thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for calling me illegal and
I'm just trying to find out where this irrational hate for my boy Trump is coming
Monica,
from.
You let me know when you want me to come
in.
I will be there in a second.
Love it.
You can hear Monica over on the Hot 101s. Now, listen, I need you one more break here because I have to find out a JoJo Monica slept with Steve Harvey and 2.5 members of Boys to Men.
Whoa.
I'm just making my rounds through everybody today.
If you want, if you can stay, stay, and we'll be back. A little party in here is the Cat Named Mo Show.
The Cat Named Mo Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real, raw radio.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.